A couple of weeks ago, we considered the question of forgiveness and three things that can make it even harder to forgive. If the person isn't sorry for what they did, if it hurt someone I love, or if I don't know who I need to forgive. But today we're placed at the other side. Let's say I'm the one who's sorry now for something I did. How do I make things right? How far do I have to go? How many people do I have to tell? And what if it's not possible to make things right? Well, to me, our readings today are full of hope. Because they tell me that just because I messed up doesn't mean that it's the end of the story. And I hope that every single one of us hears that message this morning. I'm the person who turned away from virtue to commit iniquity, as Ezekiel says. I'm the person who said, "No, I won't go to the vineyard," as the gospel says. But if I'm willing to turn back, the kingdom is still there for me. Our Lord says that it's not the end of the story. So what is it like to turn back? Well, recent events give us two powerful examples. The story of Joseph Pierce and the story of Abby Johnson. Growing up, Joseph Pierce was an extreme white supremacist. He wanted everyone who wasn't white expelled from his country. He was imprisoned twice for hate crimes. You know, the first time was like a badge of honor for him. He was proud of it. But the second time, he began to realize what darkness he was in. He started on a path of conversion that led him from what he called racial hatred to rational love. Joseph Pierce eventually joined the Catholic Church and now writes and speaks very passionately against racism. He's the one who said, "I will not go to the vineyard." But now he's doing everything he can to get there. Or this Respect Life Sunday, we think of someone like Abby Johnson, who wanted to help women in need. And so for 8 years, worked for Planned Parenthood, eventually becoming director of one of their abortion clinics in Texas. But she came to realize that she wasn't helping women at all. She was hurting them. It came to a head in 2009 when she assisted with an ultrasound-guided abortion. And that was it. She walked out. Abby also joined the Catholic Church, and now she's more motivated than ever to help women, to see alternatives, to be supported, to leave working at a clinic, or to raise their new baby. Well, our journeys to conversion may not be quite so dramatic as Joseph Pierce or Abby Johnson. But when we turn away from our wrong, we still ask, "What can I do to make things right?" And in some cases, it is truly heroic. I know people who have returned the very thing they stole to the store from which they stole it, not knowing what the consequences would be. I know people who have reversed a vasectomy or a tubal ligation at great cost and great sacrifice. People who have owned up to their professor the paper that they plagiarized for their final. Truly heroic. Now, sometimes making things right can be difficult simply because of the time that has lapsed. Now, what do I do if the test I cheated on was 15 years ago? What do I do if I'm no longer of childbearing age? Well, the first conversion that still has to happen is in the heart. And that can happen no matter how old I am or how long ago it was. But the second way to make things right, even though it was long ago and I can't change it, I can be a witness to others, to my kids, my grandkids, my coworkers. Here's what I learned. Don't follow my example. Now, sometimes I can't make things right because the person is no longer here. You know, someone will say to me, "Father Wesley, the one thing I want to do is to tell my dad that I'm sorry for what I did or what I said. But now I can't do that because he's gone." To which I say, "Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Say it out loud. Say it here. Say it at the cemetery. Say it in the confessional. Wherever you need to say it, say it." I know it's not the same as looking someone in the eye, but if we believe in the communion of saints, then that person hears what you say to them now. Our readings today are truly readings of hope. My bad choice doesn't have to be the end of the story. Jesus' invitation to the vineyard is never ending, even if our response sometimes changes.